Good morning. We are learning the Haggadah Shel Pesach. It is Wednesday morning, Parshas Metzorah, Tovshin Pei Dalet, and I was going over the thoughts of Rav Tzvi Krushelevsky Shlita, the Arba Lashonot Shel Geula, the four levels of the Yetzias Mitzrayim. First, the hard bondage stopped. Then Paro made a pronouncement: "You are free to go. You are servants of Hashem. You should say Halal." And then the third thing is that there was Kriyas Yamsuf. That's Vegaalti Bezron Etuya, the outstretched arm. And then Velakati Eschem Le'am. I took you for a nation. And that is, of course, according to the Sipurno, the Maimon Har Sinai. Okay, that's just a quick review from what we learned yesterday. And then we ended off yesterday as I was trying to, on some level, elaborate on the first level of Hatzesi Eschem Mitachas Sivlos Mitzrayim. He says what the Mitzrayim succeeded in doing, in part, is they wanted to show Klal Yisrael that they are subhuman, the ways that they tortured them and using the babies as mortar and just the whole, the torture reduced them to subhuman levels. But as I said, they were really the ones that were subhuman. And they kind of succeeded. And, you know, if you're treated a certain way for so many years, you're so oppressed, so that collectively you start to believe it yourself. So you really doubt whether you have any self-value and any self-worth if someone is constantly telling you and acting in such a way as to convey that you're subhuman. So maybe you are subhuman. So this is after 210 years of torture and so on and so forth. That's what the Tachas Sivlos Mitzrayim, the hard labor, had a great emotional, and it was intended to have a great emotional impact on Klal Yisrael. So we said also that the physical Golus and the physical Geula, right, is it really a manifestation of our spiritual state in Shemayim, right? When Klal Yisrael is on a higher Madrega, they are redeemed, and when they were in a low physical Madrega, that's why these things are happening to them. So the first stage of the spiritual redemption has to be to restore to Klal Yisrael, right, that sense of worth, that sense of, you know, I am great. I am created in the Tzelem Elokim. I'm not just a two-legged animal, right? I am something that reflects the greatness of Hashem. And so that to show them that, you know, what they were going through does not at all reflect the fact that they're inferior to the Egyptians, but it's rather they have greatness. Tem kruyim adam, the pasuk says, the Gemara in Yevamos says, Gemara says, Atem kruyim, you are called adam in the classical sense and not the nations of the world. And this is this started with the miracles of the 10 plagues, because the miracles of the 10 plagues started the process of the restoration of the Klal Yisrael self-identity. In other words, when you have these miracles where they're supposed to be subhuman, but all of a sudden all of the blood of the Egyptians, all of the water of the Egyptians turned to blood and theirs didn't, and they're getting afflicted, the Mitzrayim, with frogs and lice and everything like that. And these 10 plagues did not affect the Jewish people, so wait a second, now they're starting to reflect. And in the pasuk you see that these miracles are intended to show Klal Yisrael the hand of God, right? So we're being shown the hand of God and not the Mitzrayim, and they're suffering. So that clearly starts to shift this whole mentality, right? That the Mitzrayim were so effective in creating on their part. So now they rise to a level of, no, that we're something special. We are the people of Hashem. He saves us and he tortures the Egyptians with these 10 plagues. Okay, so that's the first level of a Hoseisi Eschem Mitachas Mitzrayim. When the physical bondage stops, that is reflective of our our position vis-a-vis Hashem. Okay, that's very important to know. So it's not just a physical thing, but it also is, it speaks to our relationship with our Creator. The second level is v'hitzalti eschem avodasam, that I saved them from the work, which means all the work that they were, that Paro says, you know, you don't even have to do menial labor, you don't have to do office work either. Nothing, you know. And they were freed from being slaves of Paro, and they became servants of Hashem. And Paro says, you are now servants of Hashem. Well, where do we see that they're servants of Hashem? When you're a servant of Hashem, it means you do something that shows that devotion. Where is that? Those are the two mitzvahs that they got in Mitzrayim, of bringing the Karban Pesach, bringing that the sacrifice, and also the Bris Milah, having circumcision. So that came to expression, right, the avdus of Hashem, the servitude of Hashem, in the mitzvahs that we were performed as his subjects, as his servants. Look at the language that the Torah uses. You shall do this service on this. What is service? Now, the word avdus, right, means slavery, but now it's changed over from physical slavery to a great honor to be an eved of Hashem, to be the servant of Hashem, and to do His service. So that really, look at that shift from being a slave to a boss of a dumb to a tyrant, now to having the honor of being a servant of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That happened with the second expression, v'itzalti eschem avodasam. The third level of geula is kriya samsuf. Kriya samsuf is to show Klal Yisrael as that they could point with the finger, zeh keli ve'amvehu. Everyone rose to a level of prophecy, even the lowly maidservant. V'yar Yisrael es mitzrayim meis v'asayim. The Jews saw that the Egyptians died, and v'yaminu b'ashem v'moshe avdo, and their level surged. Their level of emunah, of trust in Hashem and Moshe Rabbeinu, and so on and so forth. That is what was accomplished, of course, by the apex, the pinnacle, was the Kriyas Yamsuf, and that is that's the language of Ga'altios Eschem Israel to you. So right, it wasn't just the physical miracle, the greatest miracle of the splitting of the sea, right? It just wasn't just a phenomenon of proportions that we've never seen before. But again, it is a manifestation of and reflection of the fact that we now are even on a higher level. We see Hashem almost like we can point a finger and say, this is my God, this is the Ribbono Shel Olam. Okay? What are we left now? We are left with, of course, the fourth and final level that we're speaking about is the whole purpose of the Kriyas Yamsuf, as Hashem told Moshe at the burning bush, the sign will be that I will bring you to the mountain to receive the Torah, right? And you will be my nation, my treasured nation, v'lakachti eschem li la'am, which is really the apex of this whole spiritual transformation from almost a subhuman condition to a nation that is just the children and the love object of the Ribbono Shel Olam. That transformation in just a short period of times, from the times that the miracle started until the times that they received the Torah, was just over a year or so. Jonathan, you have the facts. How long did it take for the miracles? Was it a period of 11-12 months, right? And then you had the 7 weeks in the desert. So you're talking about roughly a year or so. It's an unbelievable transformation. You know, when a person really, you know, is suffering emotionally and they need to go to a therapist, right? And to make a total transformation, it takes much more than a year, right? That whole mindset, and it takes a lot. This was the Yad. The Ribbono Shel Olam really guided us, and he walked us through this process of not only physically being redeemed, but feeling redeemed and being redeemed on an emotional and a spiritual level. Okay, so now let's take it back to the four cups of wine. The first one is to show that we are not subhuman; we are very special people. That's to instill Klal Yisrael that we're spiritual and we're elevated. What do we say in Kiddush? Asher bachar bana mikol am. You hold the glass of wine and you say, Hashem, you chose us from all other nations. Veromamtoni mikolosh, and you elevated us from all other tongues. Right? In other words, the elevation of Klal Yisrael, the spiritual elevation. Asher bachar bana. We say that when we have an aliyah in the Torah, right? This corresponds to that first accomplishment of when the miracles, the 10 plagues, and the cessation of the avoda, right? All of that corresponds to the first cup of wine, in which we express, no, we are not lowly. We are special and we are elevated. That's the first cup of wine. The second cup of wine, again, what did Paro say to the Jewish people? Moshe and Aaron said, say it. We want to hear you say it. You are free. You are free, and you're the servants of Hashem, and go say Hallel. That's what Paro ended up saying. What do we do with the second cup of wine? We say Hallelujah, Avdei Hashem. We say Hallelujah. We say Hallel to Hashem. We are the servants of the Ribbono Shel Olam. So that second cup of wine that relates, that corresponds to that second language of Geula, which again refers to the fact that we praise Hashem because we're no longer Avadim, and that was at the behest of Paro himself, which is I still find incredible. All right, the biggest tormentor. Just think for just one second that at some point, right at the end of the war, when it became apparent to Hitler when he was losing, right, rather than take a cyanide pill in his bunker, imagine if he went on national radio and say, "I was wrong for these past number of years. The Jews are the special people. They are a superior race. They are superior to us. And long live the Jewish people. And they should praise their God." I mean, it's unfathomable. This is what happened in Mitzrayim. Right, we look at historical facts as biblical stories, but we have to see it in real time. What do I mean by real time? What does it say in the Haggadah? Bechol dor v'dor, in each generation, chayv adam, a person is obligated liras asasma, to view himself as if he left Mitzrayim. Now that includes the fact that, well, I can only view myself as I left Mitzrayim if I first view myself that I was in Mitzrayim. So the closest thing that I could do, my from my own personal, I don't mean experience, but what I'm exposed to, maybe, is how the Jews suffered in the Holocaust. I mean, that's, I think, the closest thing to what we know about and all the stories and all the reports. And so imagine if you were there and then Hitler makes his pronouncement and then we all go free and then we all see the hand of Hashem. I mean, we got to get past the Sunday school biblical view of the Exodus, right? It's more than about Manischewitz, Haggadahs and matzo ball soup. It's a thing that we emerge from. We emerge from the Pesach Seder as feeling truly elevated and feeling special. So, okay, that where are we up to now? That was the second cup, right? Okay, what's the third cup? That we experience this Geula Ruchnius, right? That we were, we recognize Hashem, and what did he do? He split the sea. What is splitting of the sea showing, as we said yesterday? Hashgacha Pratis, divine supervision. In fact, he cared for each and every one of us. He showed each Jew that crossed the sea how his or her tormentor, suffered at the sea, right? So this is what we call Hashgacha Pratis. It's a divine supervision. Hashem choreographed every single aspect of the splitting of the sea to show this point, and this is called Hashgacha Pratis. Now, when we say Hashgacha Pratis today, where do we see Hashem's divine supervision? When are we supposed to do it, really? And the fact that one of the things is that we earn a parnasa, we earn a livelihood, right? Like you talk about what is the supreme show of Hashem's divine supervision? Actually, a farmer. They put seeds in the ground. Now everything is in the hands of Hashem. Is it going to rain? Is it not going to rain? Are the moles going to get the plants? Are they going to be eaten up by infestation? And that's why Seder Zroyim, the order of agricultural aspect of parts of the Mishnayos, that reflects our Amunah and Hashem, right? And it's true of every Parnassah. You go to work, you're a doctor, you're a lawyer, you're an accountant, whatever you do, you need customers, you need patients, you need people that that will patronize your business, and it's all Talin Hashem. How much Hashgacha do we see, whether I have a parnasa or not? We can't take it for granted. And what does it actually say in the Gemara? That Kasher Parnasa Shel Adam, so great is the livelihood of a man, Kekriyas Yamsuf. It's the Gemara Pesachim on Daf Kuf Yudches. So we compare the earning of parnasa, which sometimes we take for granted, or too often we take for granted, but really it's given to us by Hashem on a silver platter. We have to put in the effort, and we have to put in the work. But at the end of the day, it comes from Hashem. Hashem causes it to rain. If there's no rain, there's nothing. And that's all from Hashem. And that is compared to Kriya Samsif, that the Rabbanu Shel Olam himself was the one who split the sea. So we are totally in his hands, and we are dependent on his bounty and his blessing. And so therefore, what is the third cup of wine over?
Benching.
The Berachat HaMazon, the benching. What is the benching? You're thanking Hashem for giving us Hazanah Salom, Kolobit, Devon, Bechem, Benza, Racham. I think he's got a very beautiful way of relating all of these three cups. The final one, he departs just a little bit, I think, and he says, according the fourth cup of wine is the fourth cup that we talk about, the Geula HaAsida, the ultimate redemption. And the fourth cup is coming to talk about the final Hallel, which relates to the ultimate Geula. Zeh HaYom Asah Hashem, Nagila V'Nismach Abo. This is the day that Hashem made. We will rejoice. And this will be the ultimate revelation of Hashem's presence in our lives. As the Pasuk in Yeshayah says, Ki Mola Ha'aretz Deyas Hashem, Kemayim Le'el Mechazim, that the knowledge of Hashem will fill the earth. All mankind will see Hashem, the knowledge of Hashem, like the water that fills the ocean. Okay, so, and again, we know that the paradigm for the future redemption is Yetzias Mitzrayim. In fact, it says that the Pasuk, that the miracles that will be on display when Mashiach comes will surpass the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the Yetzias Mitzrayim is the paradigm for our future Geula that we, what do we say in the Seder? Of course, so what do we say? Lashana haba b'Yerushalayim. That's we punctuate the Seder by saying Lashana haba next year in Yerushalayim. We don't end Sukkos like that. We don't end Shavuos like that. There's one other time we end like that. What is that? We call out on Yom Kippur, right? We say Lashana haba b'Yerushalayim after they blow the shofar, because Yom Kippur is the ultimate time of the triumph over our evil inclination, over the Yetzer Hara. We're pure on Yom Kippur. It's like there's nothing that stands in the way between us and Hashem on Yom Kippur. That's Lashon HaBa B'Yerushalayim. We will have the ultimate Geula. I just had two minutes. Let me. Okay. So I think that so that's the final cup of wine, which is the Halal HaGadol. So the ultimate Halal. So now I just want to just add a couple of things, and that is, I mentioned yesterday that the Meshech Chochma also speaks about this. I don't have time to go through the Meshech Chochma, but just I'm going to just point out just a couple of things that he says. The Hotseisi on the Pasuk, I took you out of the bondage. Okay, we already heard from Rav Kushalevsky says, Meshech Chochma says, Hotseisi is you find the Lashon, Lahotsi Goy, the care of Goy, to extract one nation from another. Like extracting the embryo from the womb of the mother. There's an extraction. They are together. They are one. And when birth happens, it's miraculous. Every birth is miraculous. The embryo is being extracted. That's called lahotzi, to take out, to extract. Lahotzi mi beten. He says, the Klal Yisrael were enmeshed with the Egyptians in terms of worshiping idols, idolatry, and in their philosophies. Now, there are many things that they remained separate. They didn't change their Jewish names. They didn't change their Jewish language and so on and so forth. But they still, as the angel said to Hashem, they're also idolaters, right? So therefore, Hashem had to do something to extract us from that society, because we were so enmeshed, we were so influenced by that society. That's the Hotzi, that's Lashon Hotzah. The Lashon, the Ga'alti, and I redeemed you, is from the bonditude, to be free without any shibudim. He says, I feel myself rushing this, and I'm not going to do. I may. The Meshech Chochma is at the beginning of Parshas Va'era. I think it'd be best if we stop here. Tomorrow, either we will continue, or we will talk about a different topic. And the Haggadah is so vast, and we will get there. Have a good day, everybody. Thanks for coming.